You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dave Ratner, the founder and CEO of Dave's Pet Food, an independent, critically and commercially acclaimed maker of high-quality pet food for dogs and cats. Dave, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Why, thank you.
You are very welcome. So now, for the benefit of our listeners, please give us an overview about Dave's Pet Food.
Okay, so I am a pet food retailer. I've been doing this is my 38th year, and probably about 20 years ago, I needed to protect myself and get basically private label pet food. The advantage is and was that I knew the manufacturers who made what, and what I did is I called the manufacturers and said, listen, I like this formula, I want them, but I want them in my bag. And so I was able to bypass a distributor, bypass other brands, so I was able to offer my customers in my retail stores same quality products at a much lower price. And then what happened is, as our volume grew, as I opened more stores, I now have 7, I started adding more SKUs, but then and this is how you accidentally get into businesses, the minimum runs to make products became so great and packaging costs became so great that I said, you know, I better start wholesaling this so that I could turn the inventory quicker. So I went to a distributor who I was also the biggest company and said, listen, I want to have this Dave's Pet Food. Here's one of the big chief reasons why it was so successful. Because I am a retailer, I understood what other retailers wanted and needed. I knew what price points they needed, and I know what sells in the stores and what doesn't. So I figured out that I could make really good pet food at reasonable prices. So that's how Dave's Pet Food was born. And then the SKUs, the items that I came out with, were items that I knew could solve customer problems, because that's how small guys like me get customers in the door, is we solve customer problems. So, for example, 80 gazillion customers over the years have come into my stores and said, my dog had diarrhea last night, or my dog has a really sensitive stomach. All of you out there who have a dog have been through this. You call the vet says, go home and cook chicken and rice, or come in and get a can of prescription diet. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I called the manufacturer and said, listen, I want chicken and wild rice in a can with vitamins and minerals. So we started advertising that, and it solves a problem. So it took off, and so I just kept coming out with these SKUs that solved problems that were priced right. So my niche is when Mrs. Normal consumer walks into an independent pet store, she doesn't get sticker shock. So that's how Dave's Pet Food got started.
Great story. What inspired you to launch this brand in your stores in Western Massachusetts?
Survival was one of the I knew that with all the chain stores, I needed to have something in my stores that nobody else had. And I'm a real passionate champion for independent businesses. My customers trust me. So if I tell my customers to buy XYZ, they're going to buy XYZ. So over the course of all these years, I'm very lucky, I built up this incredible trust with my customers, and I knew that if I offered them same quality products as they were paying for the higher end stuff at a better price, and I said to them, this food is as good as XYZ and it's less expensive, they'd buy it from me. And they did. So then, think about this. For all you people, all the entrepreneurs out there, it's all about trust. So whatever you're doing, your number one goal is to get your customers or prospective customers to trust you. Because if they trust you, they'll do whatever you tell them.
And you hit that right on the head. Now, as an independent retailer in an industry otherwise dominated by a handful of large companies, Dave's Pet Food is a major success. What are some of the benefits or reasons, in your opinion, responsible for that fact?
So when I went out to start selling the food to other independent retailers, I could feel their pain because I'm one of them. So I knew that space was an issue. I knew that they didn't need any more expensive pet foods. I knew they needed reasonably priced pet foods. I knew enough, because I hate it when salespeople do it to me, I knew enough to guarantee the sale. So, Mr. Retailer, bring it in. As long as you don't put it in the bathroom and hide it, if you put it on the shelf, if it doesn't move, I'll take it back, because I won't bring a new product into my stores without a money-back guarantee. So I tried to take all the risk away from doing business with me. That's number one. Number two, I'm credible because I am one of them. And the last thing was, this is a really cool thing that no one has ever done, and all you independent people have been through this. In our industry, we've had companies like everything from IAMS to Neutro to Wellness to Innova, and all these brands that started out as nothing companies, just like me, and grew to be very big brands, and they all sold out. So guys like me help build the brand. The owner sells out, can't blame the owner, for $80 billion, and we don't even get a thank you note. Okay? So what I said is 25% of all company profits are going to go into, pardon the pun, a kitty. So if your store does, for example, 1% of the company sales, you would get 1% of that 25% of the profit. The only caveat is I put, there was a minimum amount of food you had to buy from your distributor, because if I'm going to give you part of my company, I want you to support my line. So the real home run will come when someday P&G or somebody comes in and says to me, Dave, we're going to give you $100 billion for your company. 25% of that $100 billion goes into the kitty, and it gets split up with the retailers. So the retailers now have a vested interest in me growing the business. So they have a stake in the success of my company. Nobody else does that. So it gives them an added reason to push my brand. That's cool, isn't it?
Very cool. Today we're joined by longtime entrepreneur, author, and speaker Dave Ratner, the founder and CEO of Dave's Pet Food, an independent, critically and commercially acclaimed maker of high-quality pet food for dogs and cats, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dave, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs who seek to remain independent and create a niche for themselves with a personalized brand geared towards an influential group of consumers?
This is a great quote that I heard. You have to have rapport before you can influence. So people have to learn to like you and to trust you is number one. Number two, you have to, you know, this is business. You have to figure out why someone should buy from you. And there's good news and bad news. All things being equal, we would rather do business with the little guy. The bad news is, consumers expect more from us. So you have to figure out a way to do better what your customers, do something better than what your competitors do, be it a better guarantee, be it quicker service, be it whatever. So you have to do that. You also have to make sure that the customers never have a problem. And don't overpromise. You're better off underpromising what you can do and over-delivering. And do we have this is a great story if we have a minute.
Sure.
I was just at the National Retail Federation convention in New York. It took place last week, and I'm on the board, which is about the coolest thing in the history of the world for me. I sit on the board with the CEO of Polo and Tractor Supply and even Petco and Macy's and all these things. And I went to what's called the CMO Summit, where the CMOs of some of the biggest companies in the world, and we listened to a bunch of people talk. And I was listening to the CMOs sort of trying to figure out where they should spend their advertising dollars, and do flyers work better than TV, and how much money should they put in digital, and this, that, and the other thing. And they were all complaining because nobody's business is really good. And I'm the only little guy in this group. These guys are all running billion-dollar companies. So they asked me for my thoughts, and I said, you know, let me tell you something. I compete against Petco, PetSmart, Pet Supplies Plus, PetSense. All these guys are in my backyard, Tractor Supply. They all do flyers. They all have great TV ads. They all have all this fancy marketing. I beat them because my store experience is better than theirs. So whatever business you're in, make sure the experience of doing business with you is better than the big guys. Period. End of story.
And a great example to follow as well. And finally, how do you envision Dave's Pet Food evolving in the near future and over the long term?
In the near future, we are almost national. I just have a little hole in the middle of the country. So in 2014, my goal is to be completely national. And in the long term, I want to be, you know, one of the chief brands that independent pet stores go to. And the cool thing is that since at this point the pet food brand is not my main source of income, it's still my stores, I'm very selective about who I sell and who I don't, and I can walk into a store, if you want to buy the food, great. If you don't want to buy the food, let's go have lunch. And if you're a jerk, I'm not selling you the food. So I'm in a really enviable position. But long term, I just want to be, you know, the food of choice for independent pet retailers who want to, you know, increase their business and have a reasonably priced good food.
Sounds like a great vision. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about Dave's Pet Food online?
You know, you can go to davespetfood.com. And for all you entrepreneurs, you'll notice that there's a bunch of videos on there, which is hugely important. And that's an easy way to build trust with your customers. And then we're available in, I don't know, like now 2,500 independent pet stores across the country. So that's also cool. And then a little advertisement here. I do a ton of speaking. I was actually speaking at the National Retail Federation to entrepreneurs and associations and stuff on customer service and marketing. And that you can find at DaveRatner.com.
Well, certainly do appreciate that. And it's a very inspiring story. Dave, certainly has been great to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. Have a great weekend.
And you too. We've been speaking with Dave Ratner, the founder and CEO of Dave's Pet Food, an independent, critically and commercially acclaimed maker of high-quality pet food for dogs and cats. And the website of reference, once again, is davespetfood.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.